From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. Talks aimed at renewing a truce in Ukraine collapsed late Saturday. Terry Schultz reports the two sides are blaming each other for the breakdown.
The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, the OSCE, hoped this meeting of the so-called Minsk Contact Group could reestablish a ceasefire between separatists in eastern Ukraine and the government in Kiev. But after 4 hours, representatives from the two sides left, and each claimed the other had sabotaged the efforts. Earlier, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, French President François Hollande, and Russian President Vladimir Putin held a phone call and expressed the joint hope a ceasefire could be achieved, having been agreed to back in September. But in eastern Ukraine, OSCE observers reported continued heavy shelling in civilian areas. The head of the monitoring mission says there's been a surge in human suffering and called on both sides to redouble their efforts to reach a political settlement. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is expressing outrage over a video purportedly from the Islamic State group that shows a militant beheading hostage Kenji Goto. He calls it an immoral and heinous act of terrorism. Abe says Japan will not give in to terrorism and will continue to provide humanitarian aid to countries fighting the Islamic State extremists. French authorities have charged 5 men suspected of being involved in a jihadi recruiting network in a small southern town. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports at least 6 people from the town have died recently in Syria and Iraq.
In the small Mediterranean town of Lunel, population 25,000, authorities say more than 20 young people have left for Syria since October. Earlier this week, in a dawn raid, French police rounded up 6 men suspected of running a jihadist ring. The Paris prosecutor's office says 5 of the men face preliminary charges of criminal association involving a plot to carry out terrorist acts. They remain in custody. The sleepy town, with its significant Muslim immigrant population, has been the focus of French media reports all week. The imam of the local mosque said he knew nothing of men leaving for Syria. France has been on edge since terrorist attacks in Paris in early January killed 17 people. The arrests in Lunel are said to be unrelated to the Paris violence. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is coordinating another airbag recall. NHTSA Chief Mark Rosekind says owners of more than 2 million vehicles may be puzzled to get another recall notice.
Now, this is going to be complicated for consumers because all of these vehicles were subject to previous recalls to fix the inadvertent deployment problem.
Automakers' earlier attempts to fix the defects in the airbags didn't work in some vehicles. Winter storm warnings are posted for a large part of the country from Des Moines, Iowa to Boston. Forecasters say the slow-moving storm could dump up to 1 foot of snow on parts of the Midwest this weekend, similar amounts in the Northeast Monday. This is NPR News. Whitney Houston's 21-year-old daughter has been taken to a suburban Atlanta hospital after being found unresponsive in a bathtub. Police in Roswell, Georgia say Bobby Christina Brown was found by her husband, Nick Gordon, and a friend and given CPR. Her mother was found dead in a hotel bathtub in California in February of 2012. The Seattle Seahawks and New England Patriots are set to square off in Super Bowl 49. NPR's Nathan Rott reports that the odds makers are favoring the Patriots, but only just.
The defending Super Bowl champion Seahawks return to the big stage with the NFL's top-ranked defense, a defense built on a strong, hard-hitting secondary, the so-called Legion of Boom, that helped stifle a historically good Denver Broncos offense in last year's Super Bowl blowout. They'll be challenged by a quick-hitting Patriots offense led by all-pro tight end Rob Gronkowski and star quarterback Tom Brady, who is appearing in the 6th Super Bowl of his career. A Super Bowl win for the Seahawks would make them the first NFL franchise to win back-to-back championships in the last decade. The last team to do it is the team they would have to beat, the Patriots in 2003 and 2004. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers has won his 2nd Associated Press NFL Most Valuable Player Award. Rodgers, who also took the honor in 2011, received 31 votes for the 2014 award from a nationwide panel of 50 media members. Houston's J.J. Watt, seeking to become the first defensive player to win MVP since 1986, got 13 votes. I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.